My name is Esther Schupp, and today we begin to study the 17th chapter in the book of Job, in which Eov concludes his response to Eliphaz. In the previous chapter, Eov described himself as helpless prey hunted down by a cruel sportsman. He repeated his demands for a hearing in the heavenly court, a chance to prove his innocence before he dies. In this chapter, Eov turns his focus on his friends, particularly in response to the recriminations made by Eliphaz that aroused such fury, making some of his comments difficult to understand. In the opening verse of this chapter, Eov admits that his spirit, his mind, and his body have all been affected by his disease, his unrequited pain, and the senselessness of his suffering, all of which are exacerbated by barbs of accusation made by his supposed friends. Ruchi chubala, yamai nizachu kvarim li. My spirit is broken. My days are extinct. The grave is ready for me. Eov feels his time is running out, and the chance that he can disprove his friend's allegations is becoming dimmer. His mind has been mortally wounded, and his allotted days are rapidly waning. The commentaries disagree about the meaning of the singular word, nizachu, which cannot be found elsewhere in the Tanakh. Rashi translates it as nid'aku, with a daled instead of a zayin, suggesting that Eov's life force is flickering like a dying candle. He is burnt out, and the only prospect awaiting him are burial plots that he prepared. In the time left, he confronts his mocking friends, whose provocation cannot go unanswered. He challenges them to an honest debate. And in the third verse, he asks God to find a mediator who will guarantee a fair outcome. Simana arveni imach, mihu liyadi itakeha. According to Balbim, he challenges his friends for a guarantee, a pledge sealed with a handshake, tkiyat kaf, daring them to prove there is life after death, and that the human soul is eternal. He asserts that their beliefs are not founded on knowledge or reason. And then, addressing God, he says, Ki libam tzafanta misechel, al ken lo teromem. For you have hidden their heart from understanding, therefore you shall not exalt them. Their theological pronouncements about the world to come, about reward and punishment, have no basis in actual experience or even in logical deduction. And therefore, Eov cannot find any comfort or hope in his friends' assurances. The fifth verse is very difficult, and the commentaries diverge widely in their interpretations. Lechalek yagid re'im, ve'enei b'vanav tichlenna. Rashi and Metsudot interpret it as an angry retort to Eliphaz's recriminations, followed by a curse, and accordingly it is translated as, whoever denounces his friends for the sake of flattery, the eyes of his children shall fail. Malbim offers a completely different view, explaining that because our senses and our minds cannot grasp the meaning of life after death, any of Eliphaz's assertions about retribution or reward in Olam Haba is nothing short of nonsense. Eov points out the grim reality, namely that the average person approaching death is not concerned about his soul, and is focused instead on making his wishes known. Lechelek yagid re'im, telling his friends how to distribute the assets he accumulated during his time on earth. And whoever has children knows they eagerly await his death. Einav banav tichlena. They wait for him to leave so they can claim their inheritance. This facetious tone is consistent with the following verse, in which Eov points to his suffering as living proof of hell, but not in another realm, not after death, but while still alive here on earth. V'hitzigani limshol amim, v'tofet lefanim eheyeh. Mitzudot and Ramban agree that Eov has been presented by Eliphaz as a living example of the suffering that will ultimately befall the wicked. They interpret Tophet as a synonym for Gehenim, shocking all who see Eov out of their complacency. He has become a living warning for evildoers to correct their ways. Others suggest that the word Tophet is used here to mean spitting, just like it sounds, ptui. Therefore, the common translation is, he has presented me as a byword of the nations. I have become one in whose face they spit. Ralbag suggests that Eov is enraged by Eliphaz's intimation that his horrific suffering is punishment for some secret wickedness that Eov has committed. Eov is confident that honest people, seeing the pain inflicted on a man they knew to be wholesome and God-fearing, will be outraged at that injustice. Yashomu yesharim al zot, v'naki al chanef yitorar. The upright will be appalled at this. The innocent will be aroused against the sycophant. And while some sinners might be shaken and awakened to repent, the jaded wicked will decide that the universe is blind, that there is no judge, and they can continue to inflict violence with impunity. However, Vayochez tzadik darko, utahar yadayim yosif ometz. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold on to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. Why? For truly moral people can recognize the utterly unfathomable reality that even virtuous people may bear undeserved agony and yet remain true to their moral values, and will do so even if there is no reward in this world or in the one to come. They will do what is right and be true to their own souls, even if there is no life after death. And then in verse 10, Eov adopts what might be a conciliatory tone, calling out to those who are about to leave, his friends, who seem to have had enough, and he begs them, Ve'ulam kulam tashuvu uvo na, ve'lo imtza bachem chacham. But as for all of you, return and come now. And then he adds what might be an insulting comment, I shall not find a wise man among you. Malbim notes that Eov calls out to kulam, meaning those that defend and those that condemn him, and asks them all to review his case once more, because both sides have used wrong premises to make their judgments about why Eov is suffering. Perhaps recognizing that he has added insult to injury, Eov follows up with an apologetic explanation in verses 11 and 12. Yamai avru, zimoti nitku, morashei levavi. Laila leyom yasimu, or karov mipnei choshech. My days are past. My plans are broken, as are the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day. The light is short and gives way to darkness. Eov admits that his words are inarticulate, his thoughts confused, and his reasoning has become hard to follow. Mitsudot interprets verse 12 as follows. My pain has me confused. I've lost my reasoning in the darkness of my troubles. The black melancholy has obscured the light. Malbim suggests that Eov has despaired of any healing or rehabilitation of his life on earth. His friends assert that night is day, that in the afterlife all will be clear. Yet Eov remains skeptical about finding enlightenment in the darkness of death. Rashi adds that it is not only grief and depression that are causing his garbled thinking. Eov's rational faculties have been garbled by Eliphaz's provocation, disturbing his sleep and upsetting all his notions about what is right and wrong, what is just and moral. Consequently, Eov's thoughts turn again to death. Im ekaveh she'ol beiti, b'choshech ripadeti yitzuai, l'shachat karati avi ata, imi v'achoti l'rima. If I dare hope, my only home is the grave. There in the darkness I lay out my bed. I call out to the rot. You are my father. And to the worm I call out, my mother and my sister. Having lost all hope for comfort and healing in this world, Eov imagines death as a consoling embrace, where he might find some restful peace, as he once did as a child, in the loving circle of his family. And then, shaken out of his musings of death, he turns to his friends and asks, Ve'aye efo tikvati, v'tikvati mi yeshurenna. Where then is my hope? And as for my hope, who shall see it? Ramban explains that Eov expects no answer to this rhetorical question, having despaired of finding redemption before they all die. So this chapter closes with a sweeping fatalism. Badei she'ol teretna im yachad al afar nachat. Will it go down to the gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust? Is the we his body along with his hopes? The physical along with the soul? Or is it a reference to the inevitable death of all the people to whom he is speaking? Ramban suggests that this line refers to all humanity, the good and the evil, who are all mortal and doomed to go down to the grave. This is an ironic ending to Eliphaz, who argued that the wicked are condemned to death. Eov stresses that the only certain knowledge any of us has is that all people will die, and no one knows for sure what is on the other side. Thank you for learning with me. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel Bat Arya Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.